I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Days after Zimbabwe's elections, people are anxious about the results. There are concerns over fraud and fears violence could explode. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says people are desperate for hope. Their teams bring both physical and spiritual encouragement, ending in ministry.
The humanitarian aid has had a great help in Zimbabwe toward opening opportunities for churches to be planted, for new works to happen in areas that had previously been closed for the local ministry.
A team is heading to Zimbabwe in August. They'll be working with a medical clinic, distributing aid and sharing the hope of Christ. Next, Christians were encouraged to seek personal revival and be filled with the Holy Spirit. This year, evangelist Sammy Tippett spoke at the decade-old Bangor Convention in Northern Ireland. Tippett shared his own story of personal growth. Each night, the message was geared toward youth. Many made first-time commitments to Christ. One night, the church filled so fast, the doors had to be closed 15 minutes before the event. Pray that revival stems from this event. And orphanages don't look the same as they used to. That's why Every Orphan's Hope is building four more My Father's Houses. These new church-based orphan homes are being placed in rural settings, says Gary Snyder. Deciding where the new homes are built is partly based on their belief that
we just know that one church alone cannot address the orphan crisis in these communities. It's going to take the whole body of Christ, if you will, working together. So we make sure there's at least multiple churches in a community to come together as one body to really support these children and the widows.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a gift of any amount, M&N's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2 from Discovery House Music. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.